Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all are tuned in to Miss Nikki Rich I Jive Urban Blog Talk Radio.
What is up? This is your boy Dale Winston, the candidate. One on earth, no, I'm
coming out from 706. Y'all tune in to Miss Nika Rick, Blog Talk Radio. If y'all ain't tune in, homie, something wrong with y'all. So get with the program, get with them, get ran over. Get with them, get lost on it. You know what I'm saying? Y'all have to rest up on the well. It's time y'all tune in and let it get this thing pop.
Welcome, everybody, to the Nika Rick Show, the hottest show on the planet. I am the host, Miss Nika Rick, and it's going down tonight. It is Wine Down Wednesdays. We're going to get it in. We have two special guests tonight. First of all, we have none other than the Queen Bee of Hair Spectacular coming through. And our second half, we have that Sex, Love, Raw, Uncut with Mr. Troy Rawlings. We're going to get it in with Mr. Troy Rawlings. So get your questions ready. I know a lot of y'all had a lot of questions last week, but we want to hear what you got this week. So you can email me at nikirich79@gmail.com, and you can send me your information, anything you would like to say or get out on your chest, you know, about sex, love, relationships, anything you would like to ask Troy, just email it to me. Also, we have ways that you can listen. We have several different ways. You can go to podcasts, download us on iTunes. It's free, no charge. Just look up The Nika Rick Show. You can go to our blog spot, thenikirickshow.blogspot.com. And if you go there, then you will see we have several different links on our site. So you will find the links there. And you can log on to blogtalkradio.com/TheNikiRich Show. And we do have our chat room open. And we got a jumper right now. Just so you know, you can call in at 1-323-580-5749. And if you press 1 now, that lets us know that you would like to either speak to myself or our special guest of the night. And we do have special co-hosts from time to time as well. But also, just to let you know, first-timers, it is Wind Down Wednesdays. Wind Down Wednesdays, we take the load off and we just relax. We just take it slow. And first of all, you know, we're going to take it real slow because we're going to wind it down with Miss Adina Howard. Freak like me.
Let's do it. Check out Big Dipper TV,
the Queen City's original hip-hop show.
24 hours a day,
7 days a week,
on Time Warner Cable,
channel 1083.
Featuring the hottest music video countdown,
an independent artist from the Carolinas,
D.C.,
and beyond.
Nikki Reeves.
Everybody put your hands together.
Appreciate everyone. We appreciate it because we would not be here if it wasn't for you. We are succeeding as we go build our brand. That's what we're doing here. Tonight we have special guests in the building, none other than the queen herself, Queen B of Hair Battle Spectacular. Can't wait to talk to her. So y'all stay tuned. It's about to go down. Right now we're going to take a quick commercial break and we're going to get to our diva, our queen. She's coming on in just a few. We're going to take a quick commercial break and y'all stay tuned. All right? All righty. And like I say, tonight is Wind Down Wednesday. And we're going to get it in.
Nikki Rich.
Without Nikki and 403, we in the streets, we in your shit. It's M.O.B. with Nikki Rich.
Welcome to the hottest show on the planet with your host, Nikki Rich.
Yeah.
Lemonade Jamming every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on the Nikki Rich Show. All right, all right. Welcome back. Welcome back. We're going to go to our special guest in the building. We have none other than the Queen B. We would like to welcome the Queen to the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest show on the planet. We're trying to do big things and have excellent guests, such as our queen that's here today. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am good. I'm good. We're so excited to have you on today.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad to be on here.
Yes, ma'am. Well, tell us, what do you have going on right now? I know you was in Hair Battle Spectacular. Tell us a little bit about that. And I want to say congratulations, by the way.
Thank you very much. Being on Hair Battle Spectacular was a great experience for me. They actually found me online. They found my portfolio and asked me to cast for the show. And it was one of the most challenging things I've done with my career, but also one of the most rewarding. And I think it was great to be able to, you know, showcase my talent for everybody.
What got you started in the hair industry to what, you know, you wanted to even start doing hair? Because I know it's hard and it's a challenge with different clients. You got to, it's like, you have to know a lot for skin and hair and just be very cautious. So how did you even want to get started in the hair industry?
Well, the way I got started with the hair industry is I was a senior in high school, and I changed my mind many times about what I wanted to do, and my mother suggested that I try out hair school. So I went there kind of like as a little interim between high school and college, and I ended up being very talented at it. I loved it. And just, I never left it. I did go to college, but I never left hair. That was definitely, you know, where I wanted to be.
Okay. I understand that. You know, I got a chance to see, checked out your blogs and the videos and different things, and I'm telling you, not only hair, you are a fashionista. You are.
Thank you.
Get it in. I was like, okay, you know, they see you, they're like, oh, yeah, she got it going on right here. I've just seen your outfits, your hair. I was like, oh, she got it going on. You know, when you step up somewhere, they be like, oh, she bad.
Thank you very much.
Yes. I mean, like I say, I commend you for everything. I know just getting on TV and, like I say, I was checking out some of your blogs that you were talking, you know, when you got eliminated and different things.
And I know it's like sometimes you feel like, oh, you know, this is not it. We're going to keep going. And I know you just been pressing through and you just been doing your thing. And I just commend you for everything. It's always something better, you know, when it's not nothing bad. It's always something better when something like that happens. So I commend you for everything.
Thank you very much.
Yes, but like hair, that is my specialty too. That's something I do on the side, so
okay.
It's a challenge.
Uh-huh.
And I know you got to be very patient to sit there and do some hair because your arms, everything, it's a challenge.
Yeah. Well, I think that your body gets used to it too. The working in the salon was, you know, I did that for years, and what got me into the fantasy and the avant-garde hair was I got bored. Like, I don't know if it's the same for you, but, like, I really have that creative itch, and I love fashion. And in the salon, like, it's rewarding because you work with your clients and you make them feel better about themselves. But, you know, I had to satisfy my artistic itch. I needed to do something else that, you know, was, you know, taking care of my creativity. Because I probably would have left hairdressing a while ago if I didn't do that, because I just, you know, I have to do more than just the salon work.
Exactly. So what are you doing now? What are you working on right now?
Right now I am working on a bunch of projects, actually. I am in the process of writing a book is one of my things, and I'm doing a lot of photo shoots and fashion shows in the Philadelphia area, and I've been going you know, back and forth to New York and been making appearances, you know, at different clubs and fashion shows in the area.
Okay. Did you get a chance to check out Fashion Week?
I did. Well, I checked out Fashion Week, the Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week in New York, and then I also checked out the Philly Fashion Week here in Philadelphia.
Okay. All right. Now, since you started, have you faced any challenges since you started in the hair industry, or any challenges as you pursue your career?
I have. I mean, there's always going to be challenges and things you run into. As a matter of fact, this past week I ran into a little bit of an issue when I was in New York. I went to attend one of my girlfriend's parties, and then we went to another location afterwards, and I wasn't allowed in to the venue.
Wow. That is crazy.
Yeah, they actually, and the reason that they didn't let me into the venue was because I was a plus-size woman, because I'm full-figured.
That's a shame.
I've been to the venue prior. I went to, I'm sure everybody knows Charlie Baltimore. She's a close friend of mine, and I attended her birthday party at this venue on a Sunday. The party was by another promoter who I love, Jessica Rosenblum, and I thought that I wouldn't have an issue, and I went back to this venue on Monday night, and there was another promoter there. I think her name was Shakira or something like that, but she pretty much said out loud to one of her friends, and my girlfriend overheard, that she's not going to let the BITCH in for the night, and then mentioned to another friend of mine that she wasn't letting big girls in that night.
It was, that I don't like stuff like that. That really, you know, me personally, because I'm not skinny. But, I mean... It wasn't meant for me. I mean, what's the sad thing is you went the night before. You know, that's what the sad thing. You just went. And to come back the next night and you weren't letting me in, that's sad.
Right. Yeah. And
just
I
have that attitude.
Exactly. And it's not like I'm in, you know, scrubby looking clothing or anything either. Like you saw how I dress. I like to dress really
nice.
Yeah,
you a diva. Y'all Google her, honey.
Exactly.
She is a fashionista.
I was shocked that there are people that actually behave like that. I think that everybody should be accepted and loved for who they are, and you know, it is what it is. but
to me, that's very hurtful. I wouldn't even know how to feel if I went the night before and I come the next night, and I wouldn't even know how to even, I would just be shocked because, I mean, everybody should be welcome anywhere, just period, no matter who you are, shape, size, whatever. It doesn't matter. Short, tall, black, white, you should be welcome. And it's a shame that people put on, you know, stipulations, oh, you can come here if you got this on. You can't come in because you this size or you that size. That is sad. And hopefully, you know, one day we can grow away from that. Because that's, we want to get away from that. And I feel like if it's a place like that that I'm trying to get into, me personally, in my opinion, I would feel like it wasn't meant for me to be there in the first place. And
exactly.
Things happen for a reason, you know, because it could have been.
I don't want to, I was going to say, I don't want to associate myself with people like that. I wouldn't want to be in there to hang out with them anyways if that's how they treat people. That's not,
exactly.
I'm a very compassionate person. I do a lot of charity work. And, you know, I don't understand why they would do that. But, you know.
But you know what?
A
lot of times things happen because them same people that mistreat someone, watch, they're going to come right back. They might even be kissing your feet next time. But, you know, they got to come back around. You don't never know who you might meet back around.
Right.
When you act like that, you just never know. And that's just, it's sad people act that way, but, you know, all I could do for them is pray for them. Because you're going to see me again sometime.
Right. Absolutely. And, you know, it makes me wonder, like, how many other people do they treat like that? Like, that's not fair. Like, I think being on TV and dressing the way that I did and showing other women that are my size that you can still be fabulous and be a diva, it doesn't matter what size you are, and you take care of yourself and you present yourself at your best. And for me, like, if other women are going to this same venue and getting turned away because of how they look, like, that's just not fair. I think that's inappropriate. So.
And, I mean, and it sounds like the way you did it, you stood up, you know, for yourself. You didn't even get out of order. You could have acted crazy. You could have acted a certain way. But, you know, you acted like a woman and just, you know, did what you had to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you got to do sometimes. You know, you don't have to act crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
I said you have to be classy.
Yeah. And they will remember. They will remember that classiness before they remember the, you know, nastiness. They will always remember. Okay, you know, we might have should have let her in or something. But like I say, stuff happened for a reason. You just never know.
Exactly.
But they are, like you said, I would not want to be around anybody that.
Mm-hmm.
Because to me, it's more because you, like you say, you was with your friend, Charlie Baltimore. To me, it's more phoning it the next night.
Wait, I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said, I know you said prior you was with your friend, Charlie Baltimore, but it's more, you know, when you went by yourself, you was, you know, not necessarily by yourself, but you wasn't with her. It was more phoniness. The night before, then.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I think that I mean the other promoter is a great woman. Like I like her a lot, and Charlie actually was supposed to be with me on Monday as well. So I don't know, you know, if the circumstances were different, if they would have done the same thing or not. But the other promoter, Jessica, is a wonderful woman, and she's a great promoter. Wonderful at what she does, and that party on Sunday night was amazing. So. You know, on Monday night, I was like, oh, yeah, that's cool. We'll go back to the same place. And, you know, obviously it wasn't the same kind of welcome because, you know, Jessica wasn't there. But, you know, it happened. It is what it is. You know, karma's out there. So I just hope that she doesn't do it to too many other people because, you know, it won't be good for her.
No, but I commend you on how you acting and everything, because it's hard. It's hard to keep your cool over something like that, and you did the right thing, and I just, you know, I'm sorry that it happened, and it had to happen to you, you know, but people just, they just don't know how to act these days. They're not grown. They're not mature. They want to just, you know, just act out. But anyways, you know, I'm sorry that that happened to you, because you are a beautiful diva. I'm going to tell you that, and you got it going on.
Thank you.
You're a force to be reckoned with. That's what it is. That's the issue.
Thank you. Thank you.
But I heard about you having a show spinoff, so tell me about that.
Yeah, we're working on a few ideas, and, you know, there's a lot that's been going on since I've been home from L.A., so I'm trying to, you know, get everything together and do this little spinoff show. I've been in touch with a few other people and, you know, producers, and, you know, just trying to get my idea together, and I definitely think that we'll be working on a show coming soon, hopefully within the next year. But, you know, also with that, I'm writing, you know, a book, and I'm doing a few other things, and I think that oh, it's definitely not the last that you'll see of me, you know, from Hair Battle. I have so many more goals and things that I'd like to achieve.
Okay. Well, we got a couple of callers. I want to go to the phone line, and we have a 904 number calling in. 904, you are on the air with Queen B and Miss Nikki Rich.
Nikki Rich, what it do?
Hey.
It's J.R. Stunner. What's going on with you?
I am good. I'm good. How are you?
Not much. You know, I had to stop in and show your show some love. You know what I'm saying? We was on Grindhard Radio not too long ago, and I ran across your tweet about you going live, so I figured I'd click in and show you some love, you know, while I had a chance to stop in on you.
Yes, we are live with Miss Queen B of Hair Battle Spectacular. She's in the building.
What's going on, Queen B? I heard y'all little deal, too, about this chick that ain't want to let you in the club and all that. And, you know, I guess I could comment on that since I caught that a little bit. But, you know, some people are just jealous, you know what I'm saying, and they look at you, you know, I don't know, basically it was probably a self-conscious thing that you probably was out there looking better than she was and didn't want no other chicks out there, but regardless whether you big or small or, you know what I'm saying. So, just
very
like I said, just keep
you.
Doing your thing.
Thank you very much.
But all right, Nikki Rich,
you
know, I was just getting up. You already know, you know what I'm saying? I mess with you hard, so you know what I'm saying? Like I said, whenever I get a chance to call into your show and show support to y'all, you know, I definitely will, you know what I'm saying, and get on that and follow you on Twitter and getting my people to follow on you, because you got things going on. So I've messed with people that got things going on.
And shout out to Grindhard Radio. Much love to all you guys.
Yeah, shout out to Grindhard.
All right. Well, thank you,
Nikki. No doubt.
Much love. We have another caller from a 703 number. Caller, you are on the air with Miss Nikki Rich and Miss Queen B. One second. Caller, you on the air with Queen B and Miss Nikki Rich.
Can you hear me?
Yes. I can hear you.
It's Mocha. It's Mocha. Hey.
Hi, Mocha.
How you doing?
Hello.
I was just calling in, because I, you know, I heard about the show earlier today and about the situation that happened with you at the Club of New York.
Mhm.
And of course, I didn't like it. I'm a woman of some size myself.
Right.
And
right.
I know that, you know, beauty comes in all colors. It comes in all sizes. And it's unfortunate that that's a behavior that's still prominent in the industry. That's in the industry. And they practice that still. And it's sad.
It is. It's sad.
Yeah,
it's definitely discrimination. Yeah, it's absolutely discrimination, the same as it is with race and with color. You know, it's all it's all in the same thing. I think that it's a shame that people feel that they have to behave like that. Like, you know, a person's size shouldn't matter, especially if they're meeting the dress code and they want to come in and they want to spend money in an establishment. It's wrong to turn them away just because you don't like what they look like.
Exactly. You know? And it's, at the same time, it's who gave you the credentials to judge anybody who can come in and who's not allowed to come in, when people have to look at the person who's doing that the same way. Everybody's not pleased or find you attractive either, who will give you the right to say, you know, what's appealing to someone else who's going to be in there. You don't know what anybody's looking for, what anybody is attracted to. So for you to sit there and be able to judge somebody on those kinds of things is, you know, it's not right. It's not cool. And I can understand a dress code, but that's clearly not what they were enforcing, the dress code.
No, definitely not, because I was dressed.
Right, no, and I don't understand, because being in the industry, I see them do that a lot. Mm-hmm. And it is absolutely not acceptable. You know, it's not a good thing. And, you know, at the same time, they'll be, at one, you know, one point in time, they're going to be wanting you to come to this place.
Right, exactly. Exactly. And even I called my girlfriend. Even that night, I was on the phone with Charlie, and Charlie said that she'll probably never go there ever again. She was not happy with the way I was treated at all. And she said it
worked. Exactly, and then it's like sometimes things happen to certain people for a reason, because now, being that it happened to you, you happen to be equipped with a voice that can get a message out like that. Someone else might not have been able to speak up and get this word across to, you know, other people that are listening, and, you know, you never know who's listening. And now you did this to somebody who had a voice and who can put, you know, these behaviors out there, and it doesn't look good on the establishment. It doesn't look good on the person who did it. You lose clients, you know, you lose a certain amount of respect.
Right.
You know, so I just called in to give my disdain on a situation, because I was very unhappy about it.
Well, thank you for
your
support with it. Definitely.
No problem. All righty. Bye, Nikki.
Bye. Thank you so much. Thank you guys for calling in and showing love, man. That means a lot, because I mean, everybody knows that that was not right. It wasn't right. And we have to, what can we do about it? I mean, something has got to give. How can
I just think that putting it out there and sharing the information and telling people that it's not okay and making a big deal out of it will stop it from happening. I think that I've actually never in my entire life experienced anything like that, and I go out a lot, and that it was shocking to me that someone would actually act like that. But for me, just the fact that I want to voice it and I want to stand up about it, you know, just I'm making sure that everybody that I know knows about this, and, you know, anybody else that has happened to, I would hope that they would stand up and say something as well. It's just inappropriate. It shouldn't be tolerated.
No, and that's anywhere, not just at a club. It's not right that we are discriminating against, because you don't never know what a person's been through or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, people have their, you know, say for instance, you might have had a health issue. They didn't know that.
Right.
You know,
right.
You could just be discriminated against me because of, you know, you just never know. It
right.
could be your last night, you know?
Right. It's true. It made my girlfriend cry. My girlfriend that was with me had gone through a weight loss surgery, and she remembered being treated like that, and she got very upset. Now, she's thinner now, but she actually was crying because she was so upset and offended that they treated me that way.
And to be honest, it's hard. It's hard to lose weight. I mean, what is healthy? Because even small people are not healthy.
What you
see is, you know, that don't mean nothing. That's your opinion or whatever. But if I'm happy with me, which I am, you know, that's all that matters. Because I'm going to look fly, big or small. I'm still going to look good, period, point blank.
Exactly.
Like you said, you see me, I don't. If you go Google Queen Bee, you'll see she got it going on. You would let her in
anywhere.
You know,
Hi. Thank you so much. I said, let me in anywhere.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, I just don't understand, but that's how people, that's ignorant. That's what it is, it's ignorant. But like Ms. Mocha said, they're going to be wanting you to come in. Like you say, you have a book coming out, and you have a spinoff on the show. They're going to be at your door knocking, come in.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to pretend like I can't hear it.
Exactly. And I know some people, when they get into celebrities, and, you know, you do have celebrities that act stuck up or things, but sometimes you start to think, I see why they act a certain way, because of people, what they go through. You don't know what people been through.
Right.
You know, because I know, let me get a little fame. I'm going to be like, what? What did you say? No, I'm not going to act like that. I'm not going to act like that. But, I mean, I do understand. I'm like, who are you? Because, you know, a lot of people.
Yeah.
They don't appreciate you. They don't appreciate you while you know, working hard and you're doing your thing. They don't appreciate it. They be like, oh, she just doing something. She just, you know, she's still the same old. But as soon as that name get bigger and bigger and you continue branding your name, they don't know what to do.
Yeah,
they, like, want to be your best friend.
I've had to deal with that a lot since I've been home. I've lost a lot of friends since I got home from the show, and, you know, it's a shame. And then random people come out of the woodwork. I think that's just how it works. So
don't let them start tweeting you, honey. They think you blowing up. They be like, oh, Queen B blowing up. She got 5,025 friends.
Exactly.
Okay, Twitter. Twitter and Facebook is not the life, honey. It's other site. There's to social
Absolutely.
Networking.
Definitely.
They be like, oh, she got 5,000 friends. She doing her thing.
I had 5,000 friends before the show came on.
That's amazing. That's hot right there. Man, that is awesome. But speaking of Twitter and Facebook, if they would like to contact you, anybody, in regards to anything, your book or anything, just how could they contact you and book you?
Okay, well, I have my website is very simple. It's iamqueenbee.com, and it's just the letter B, not B-E-E, like a bumblebee. And my Twitter is my name, Bethany L. Bell. And then my Facebook, you can find me under Queen Bee the Stylist. And I believe it's facebook.com/msqueenbeehair.
Okay. And what did you say your Twitter was?
My Twitter is my name. It's Bethany L. Bell.
Okay. All right, Bethany.
And I'm at a photo shoot right now, so I do have to run. But But Nikki, it's been such a pleasure to be able to talk to you. I'm so happy that you had me on here tonight. And thank you everybody for listening in and for your input.
Well, thank you so much, and maybe we can have you back on to talk about your book or any upcoming project that you are working on, and I'm going to add you on Twitter and Facebook and go to your website and everything. So we're going to stay in touch.
Absolutely. I look forward to it.
Alrighty. Well, you take care. We always say to our guests, we wish you all the best, much love and success, and I want to end by saying God bless.
Thank you so much. God bless you too.
All right. You are just listening to the Queen, Queen Bee, that is, of Hair Battle Spectacular. She has some new upcoming projects. So you have to go check her out. Go to her website at IamQueenB.com and support our sister. She is doing major, major things. All right, we're going to get into our second half of the show. Our second half is with comedian Troy Rawlings, Sex, Love, Raw, Uncut. He's coming up next, so stay tuned.
Charlotte, check out Big Dipper TV, the Queen City's original hip-hop show, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on Time Warner Cable, Channel 1083, featuring the hottest music video countdown, and independent artists from the Carolinas, D.C., and beyond.
Nikki Reeves.
It's now time for Sex and Love, Raw Uncut with Troy Rawlings.
All right. Welcome back to the Nikki Rich Show. And we have the segment going on. We have Sex, Love, Raw, Uncut with Troy Rollins. And you were just listening to Asanelli. What's going on, Troy?
What's going on, Nikki Rich? You're going to kick it off with Put It in Your Mouth. You done took old Roman Rome back. You done took old Roman Rome. You done took old Otis back, girl.
I had to take it.
Kick off with, I've been in clubs before, from Baltimore to Los Angeles to Florida, when DJs cut the music off and all the women in the place sing the lyrics. That's when you know you got a nasty hit on your hands. Put it in your mouth is like an anthem. You start playing at any club, it's going to shut the place down. Put It in Your Mouth by Akinelli. Uncut. People tuning in right
you
now like,
did.
What? Nikki Rich went from... Now, what is this here? Now, a couple things I want to hit on before we get started real quick. Thanks once again for having me on the show. I love the fact that you open up your airways for me to have a segment on the show and have some fun and get people talking openly about all the stuff that some folks consider taboo. And I just got word that Steve Jobs passed away, from the co-founder and the chairman and former CEO of Apple, on the same day that
he passed away. He had cancer.
Yeah. He'd been battling for a while, but he literally passed away on October 5th, the same day that the iPhone 5 comes out. That's weird in numerology.
Oh my God.
But brilliant mind. And anybody, especially for the young people, sadly young people probably listen, especially for the young people that might be listening or anybody like that, it's good to study the life of Steve Jobs and see a brilliant mind, you know, and how these guys took something technical and made it they're continuously advancing us in the ways of technology. And their brilliant mind's coming up, but he's a great brilliant mind that passed away young too, as far as I know. I don't even think Steve Jobs was 60 yet.
Oh, that is so sad.
Yeah.
You know, rest in peace.
Yeah, rest in peace, Steve Jobs. And
man,
also, what's this?
I'm a big fan of iPhone.
Oh, yeah. I bet you are with the technology. Anybody that rolls around the internet like you do has to have an iPhone and two other phones at the same time.
It has to be.
And I caught the tail end of your interview with Queen Bee. What happened? What club was this in New York that turned away for being too heavy? For weighing too much? For being a big girl?
Yes, it's sad, man.
Did she say what club it was?
No, she didn't say what club, but
That's how you get them to change that up. Say the name of the club, hit them in the pocket. That's how you get their attention. Hit them folks in the pocket, because I can't believe that. I've never heard of that.
That's sad.
Yeah, especially in New York. That's crazy. You know, unless it was I could see if it was a private event and they were turning everybody away who wasn't on a private invite list. But to turn someone away, and they told her they were turning away because she was too big?
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
Sure it is. It's hurtful.
Yeah.
People are hurtful. They are downright hurtful to your face. But like I said, you know, it wasn't meant to be. And sometimes you see before, you know, you are able to go there and experience that, so you won't, you know, later on down the line, something later could not happen even worse, you know?
Hmm. Well, we're showing love to all the big girls tonight. So any big girls with any sexual exploit questions or stories, we're going to run it rampant tonight. I want to hear all the big girl stories. I want to hear the girls that was on top of a dude and he couldn't breathe, whatever. I want to hear all the stories, anything that went down, all your exploits. Big girls, call in. Stop playing. Everybody loves big girls. I can't believe they ain't let them in the club. It's going to be a problem.
We got some
questions
for you guys. You want to call in at 1-323-580-5749, the hottest radio station, the Nikki Rich Show, and we live with Troy Rollins out of
LA. Not a game. not a game. We holding it down in Los Angeles.
His hometown, his home state. Where you from? Maryland.
Baltimore, Maryland. All day long.
You represent Maryland.
All day long. I love, don't get me wrong, I love Los Angeles, but I'm a Baltimore brat for real, so. But how was your day, Nikki?
Oh, well, my day, it was pretty amazing. It was pretty busy. Ever since I've gotten back from the ATL, shout out to everybody that was in the ATL, I got the chance to meet the Celtics.
Nice.
Shout out to some of the Celtics.
Because since Negroes ain't playing,
tired.
They all over the place. Out there chilling with Nikki Rich. Y'all supposed to be practicing. Hell is going on.
It was at the Morehouse. We was at Morehouse at the celebrity basketball game. So.
Nice, nice. Very nice.
Yeah.
All right, I'm ready. I'm ready for you, girl.
No, but I was just saying I was tired still from my trip because I had no sleep. I was a part of
When did you go?
This past weekend.
Okay, so when did you leave? Because didn't you did a show Friday, right? Or did you?
Nope.
Sunday through Thursday.
I was supposed to have a show on Friday, but I didn't do it.
Oh,
my
Lord, Nikki Rich.
To the listeners.
Nikki Rich is moonlighting. Oh, Lord.
Yes, yes.
Okay,
but anyway.
So
we got some questions going on that I got.
Okay.
Some people had emailed me, and some were saying, you know, I know one woman had said, if she says the sex is lukewarm, are we destined to have a horrible sex life?
I guess she means if... Some people get into a relationship and for all the right reasons, quote unquote. You know, the person might be stable, person might be a good friend, they quote unquote love the person or infatuate. If they've known them for a while and they really good friends, they know them, they love them. Everything's wonderful and great except for the sex. So meaning that the sex is lukewarm. It's not hot. It's not terrible. It's just in the middle. Problem with that is, I always say if you're going to have a relationship, it better be blissful at the beginning because you're going to run into problems. And if you're having problems in the bedroom, if it's lukewarm, hopefully the person can set it up to the point where they're communicating. This is where we talk about having the sexy dinners, going out. Some people like to say, oh, let's light some candles and make a romantic mood. And when he gets home, or I'm going to cook for him, or some guy may be saying the same thing, oh, I'm going to take her out to dinner and take her to a movie. And a lot of people think those same things that we always think of doing when we think about romance, like lighting candles and going to the movies and making dinner. A lot of people think that's it. Whereas if you sit down, it's amazing. Nothing is more powerful than a person's imagination. That's why most of the times, have you ever read a book and then saw the movie and was like, it's not as good as the book?
Yeah.
Because your imagination is so powerful.
Purple.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. Exactly. I never read The Color Purple, but everyone who read the book said the same thing. Everyone that read Precious and everyone that read any Terry McMillan book or Zane book or, you know, everyone that read – you know, any Danielle Steele, anything, any book, romance, any other book, they usually say that the book was way better. For one, the biggest reason is because your imagination takes over and you put faces on the characters, you do everything. So I believe if you sit down and talk to somebody over dinner or in a park or at the coffee spot, especially when it's public, you know, women, for some reason, women love spectacles in the most part, you know. So if it's a guy on the other end saying that, women love, they love, I saw even Jake's talking about it the other day. He said he'd take his wife some roses at the house, and the reaction was humdrum, so he stopped getting the roses. And his sister was like, well, did you get her some roses? He said, yeah, but roses they don't do it for. He said, she was like, baby, give them to her in public. And when he did it, she just melted. You know, certain things that, like, you know, that's the PDA. PDA didn't start from guys. Public displays of affection started with with probably a guy who was, oh, look, he's holding a hand, baby. Yeah, get off my hand. Let's go. Well, look at him holding that date. Why don't we kiss like that? Come on. But if you sit down in a public place with that person and you talk about it and not make it, and you got to find out how sensitive the person is. If you want to add something to the bedroom, sometimes it's not. Some people found out that it wasn't as easy as they thought. I bought a vibrator in there, or I bought a toy in the bedroom, or I bought some lubrication, or I had some ice in my mouth, and he shook, and he, you know, some guys, you know, you got to talk to them, see what's what. Guys and women have a lot on their plate nowadays, work and everything, so making it somewhere nice, but talking, and going to events like my event, of course. Then I break the ice for you.
And he's like, that's what I was trying to say earlier, baby.
But if it's lukewarm,
well,
maybe.
I'm not a public affection person. Mm-hmm. Don't hold my hand.
We know you don't like nothing, Nikki.
No, I'm not.
Taking...
I'm serious.
I don't like public
really.
Affection. Don't.
I
don't like sucking
like
toes.
That. I, one bit.
But,
yeah, open the door, but like to be somewhere holding hands. Well, mm-hmm. it might depend because I don't know. I'm just not that type to be holding hands.
Yeah, you
hands
just have, wait. How old are you?
32.
How old are you,
I'm
Nikki?
Not the lovey-dovey type.
You might have it one day. You all of a sudden you realize you walking two blocks holding somebody's hand like, oh my goodness, I'm holding his hand. You're gonna shock yourself. Watch.
I might do it in the house or something like. Now I ain't gonna hold nobody's hand in the house. But I'm just saying,
I was
like,
say, that's not public.
I'm not the affection, public affection person. I'm not like that.
Okay. To each their own. And for that person, but lukewarm in the bedroom is never really good unless y'all both make an excuse. After I was tired too, baby. Don't worry about it. Y'all go to sleep. But lukewarm in the bedroom, that's not gonna make it all the time. Sometimes that's all you can get in. Some married couples with kids and people working like they're crazy and they just happy to get it in when they can. But it obviously sounds like that person is like. It sounds like they're trying to say everything seems to be cool, but the sex is not as good as I want it to be. That's when you got to open your mouth and say something. So that's my answer to that.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Because lukewarm, it don't sound too good.
No, it's just in the middle.
Something else.
You were thinking something about, or you were thinking about, what if the woman is lukewarm and not hot? I don't know what to
tell
you about that. I don't know. A sister would have to call in and tell what they can do to make their pussy hotter. I don't know. I've never heard anything. A woman say, oh, all you got to do is have some chicken noodle soup, baby, and the pussy get about 98.9, actually. Eat some hot peppers, and it, I ain't never heard none of that, so.
Well, I don't know. I ain't either. Not really.
What's the next question?
Well, somebody says, I'm very stressed out and can't focus during sex. What can I do? Can't focus. Gotta
she's
get
very
it right
stressed.
Tomorrow,
she's,
right?
And this is for entertainment purposes only, so y'all won't look for me and be trying to sue me. He said all I had to do was take her to dinner, and she stabbed me with a fork when I asked her to bring somebody else to the bedroom. None of that stuff. But for the, he said, very distracted. Is that what he said?
Can't focus. Cannot get focused during sex. Meaning, get their mind right, I guess.
That's one of those things I like for the person to call in, because the person called in, I would ask them, well, who are they having sex with? Is this their husband, their main? Is this someone else? What's going on? Why can't you? Well, and of course, nowadays, like I say, everybody has something they're worried about. The job, they worried about work, relationship, house, how they going to take care of this, that, and the other. If those are the basic things, then those are the basic things that everybody deals with as far as stress stuff. Those are basic stresses right now. So, sex is supposed to be the one thing that's supposed to help relieve. Unless you're having sex with a person who's stressing you out, then you got a whole nother.
Exactly.
Can't believe I'm still having sex with him or her. You know, then that's a whole nother situation. If it's the person that they're having sex with that's causing the issue, then you got to stop having sex with that person. is not healthy, obviously. If you're stressed, and unless they like to be stressed and unfocused during sex, but you can't enjoy it. So you might as well either you stop having sex with that person, or you find out what it is that's causing that. Because if the person cares about you, they're going to be able to tell eventually, man or woman, you know. If you want to, you know, for example, I joke about it, but I like lights on, you know. I like to be able to see the person I'm with, and I like their eyes to be open just like mine are open. If I'm with the person I want to be with, I'm looking at their body. I'm enjoying the person, for every part of them, big, small, short, or tall. I'm enjoying them. But if you're into your partner like that.
Well, I'm sorry, there's no lights on in my house.
Well,
you better cut them lights off, or you ain't going to do nothing.
Well, that's you and your dark friends. But for those that like to see everything, I like to see everything. Everything. I don't want no excuses. I don't know. It wasn't just the same. I like to, you know, but bottom line is, if you are into the person you are with, they are eventually going to be able to tell, look, you're not focused, you distracted, you don't seem like you was with me, what's going on? So it the person just has to find out what those, you know, they got to find out what those stress points are, what's making them be unfocused, because, you know, or set up much more time ahead. And some people's mind just wander, you know, ADD is for real. Some people are literally ADD and can't focus. But if that's not the case here, then this person needs to find out exactly what's causing the issue. And, or, you know, see, that's why stuff like that I would like to see, get a feel for, you know, those are the kind of callers you guys got to call in sometime, because that's the kind of stuff we can get open with, and you might get the answer right on the phone just talking it out. Just talking it out. Well, what it is, my dog died 3 years ago, and His doggy bed is still under my bed, and I always think that he's going to come out. Like, that's what it is. Get the damn doggy bed from under the bed and put it out back. That's all it
doggy
was, girl.
Bed,
you were doing doggy style, and you started crying. He's like, why is she crying every time I'm doing doggy style? It's because she's thinking about the dog that passed away 2 years. That's all it was.
Exactly.
So if it's not the person you with that's stressing you out, you need to find out what those stress points are, and you might have to take more time and foreplay. You know, if it's just a normal thing for this person, they might have to take more time and foreplay. That's my first time hearing someone state that, like It's a regular problem. I know people, and I've been there too, and I know people may have thought about other things while they was having sex with somebody, and it was just a one-time incident or another time or something, you know, whatever was on a person's mind. But to say it like that seems like it's a chronic problem, like ongoing. So they need to, yeah they need to just write down.
Me.
Right. It sounds like it's the person almost, you know, because if the person is, or unless you're, you know, if they're not having sex with the same person, if they're having multiple partners, now that's a whole other story. That's a whole other situation.
Okay.
Whole another reason they could be unfocused and stuff, because they're not, you know, your body and your whole mind and everything wants to tie into that person emotionally, man or woman. And meaning that if it's a guy that asks the question or a woman, you know, eventually you're going to have to settle yourself and settle your body and just think about, you know, what you're doing and who you're with. And it's supposed to be a time when you're enjoying your partner. Sex is supposed to be unselfish, in my opinion, where you're enjoying your partner to the point where you're enjoying yourself. You know, if you can give enjoyment to your partner, then it should be enjoyable to you. So it's a very deep thing. And if you're doing it randomly and you got other stuff on your mind, or, you know, so hopefully find out either the person you're with that's throwing you off, or is it the stresses of life or that you're going through, and find out what those are. Like, write down a list, target those.
But you never know, people could be just writing stuff, and they could be cheating with somebody. So they might be like, oh, I just can't focus, but you up here.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Is this the only person, you know, you with? And I know it's hard to call in and disguise your voice. Yeah, this Julie. Like, this ain't no damn Julie. Who is it? I mean, this Roy. Roy? Really? So I know it's,
They are.
Right. Did you help? No, Earl. But yeah, that's a whole nother situation. If it's a conscious situation, then yeah, your conscience can beat you down if you're out there rolling around on your partner and you're not supposed to be doing it. So So.
Yeah, because you never know. And we got some more questions, man. They were rolling in this week. I know one of our questions is, could I possibly be allergic to sperm?
Yes, we dealt with that. I thought we talked about that before, but that was actually a show. If you Google it, or if you have past episodes of like the Oprah Winfrey Show, and I want to say Oprah Winfrey, Dr. Oz may have talked about it, but yes, you can be allergic to sperm, and you can be allergic. Not only that, but there was a woman who was allergic to her husband's sperm in particular.
Oh my goodness.
I mean, they were trying to get pregnant, and she was sick and going through all this stuff. You know, some people are allergic to latex and this and that, but yes, you can be allergic to sperm. Yeah, and you just have to find out.
I'm allergic to those Durex, or whatever. I can't stand them thing.
Durex condoms? You're allergic to Durex?
Durex is starting with a D. Anything
mental,
is starting with a D, I don't want.
mental note, fellas. She don't want no lights on. So you can't sneak those Durex in the room because it also break out. So don't use Durex and turn lights off and
no,
make sure you don't ask to suck
your
toes.
Like
you don't like it? Why don't you like it? Is it something? Does it irritate you or something?
No, I think it's what is it called?
Latex.
Generic.
generic. You think they're generic? You had an incident where one of them broke on you and you don't trust them no more.
Oh no. Ain't nothing broke over here. If it did, I stay scrapped up. Ain't nothing breaking over here. If it is, we are double strapped.
Double strapped.
Some people say, catch it, scrap. We scrapped up.
Scrapped up. That's a southern drawl, boy. I tell you, southern drawl. You better get double strapped before you come here, son. Double strap.
Yes. Yes. Uh-huh. We are.
But, yeah
that's what
that
we
is
do.
Possible.
Okay.
That is all very right. Possible. It was shocking to see that show, but that was true. A woman, they had never heard about it before. I actually remember watching that show in detail. And thinking, some of these things you guys can, same way I do it, I read a lot of books and stuff, but also Google all the time, and I'm always looking up different topics. Or if I see a story on something that's intriguing, you look it up. But you can... he or she or whoever it was that put the question can actually say allergies to sperm. And Google that, allergies to sperm or allergic to sperm or allergic to semen. And the story should pop up. They'd be surprised.
Okay. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Look, you're like, wow, I didn't know. What are they talking about? Are they in the chat room? I know your chat room gets crazy.
Yeah, they rolling. They rolling in the chat room.
What up, chat room? Because I ain't on right now.
Everybody in chat room. Note that the people in the chat room and everybody that's tuning in, you can always call in at 1-323-580-5749. And if you press 1, you have to press 1. To let me know that you would like to speak to one of us. If you have any questions, call in. Don't be afraid.
It's all good. We here. We having fun. Nobody don't know nothing. We don't know. We just finding out as you can say something to educate us. Always.
Exactly. Well, we got somebody who said, I don't really like vibrators. Are there any other toys we could try? Ike,
the guy's name, it was somebody named Ike.
I said Ice. You could try Ice.
Ice. Oh, yeah. Ice is smooth as a stimulant. You talking about ice while you by yourself, like ice to masturbate with?
Oh, I was thinking with somebody. I'm sorry.
Well, they might want to try it by themselves anyway, because they got to see if they're used to it. Because once again, that's one of those things you could try to bring it in the room, but tell your partner that you're bringing ice in the room. Don't just, I don't want nobody to get slapped. I don't want the lights to come on because oh no, see, you done messed up my bed wet. You know, you don't want to hear all that. You want to make sure you let the person know that you're bringing ice in the room. Ice is a good thing. I had a friend of mine that did mention something like that. They're not, if I'm horny, what can I do? Does that know? I was like, well, do you have sex toys? No. Do you masturbate? No. I was like, I don't know what to tell you then. Because if you're not pleasing yourself and you're not with nobody else that's pleasing you and you're horny and frustrated and you're not masturbating, you need to find another hobby or something to work out. Because, you know, if you're not, I always, and nothing against that, but that's self-love. You should know how to please yourself, especially if you want somebody else to know, so that you can also let them know. You know, gone are the days of, oh, I'm going to see if you can find my hot spot. That was cute when you were in high school.
Oh,
but when
yeah.
when you with your lover, you want them to, you know, you want to take it to the next level. It's not, you know, it's cute when you're in high school and you got 2 hours to kiss. You're kissing on the person and you're rubbing and hugging for 2 hours. It's fun to play that game sometime, but as you get older, it's just like, look, I ain't got two. I got a guy. He's like, what you doing? Why are you leaving? He's like, because we've been dry humping for the past 3.5 hours. my pants all starched up. Look at me. I had black pants on tonight. I didn't know you were going to have me doing this. Look, I look like a damn zebra in here.
No. What you ask about?
Your answers, nigga. Nikki was, it was like you think about it, and then you was like, no, I didn't mean to do that. You don't look like no zebra.
Yes. But I'm sorry.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Yeah, you want to.
Now, I know some people, like this one person said, I fantasize about a guy from college, even though I'm happily married. Am I a bad wife?
And what?
This person says, I fantasize about a guy from college, even though I'm happily married.
Mm-hmm.
Am I a bad wife?
No. She didn't say she was fucking him. She said she was fantasizing about him. You know, what I say earlier, I said, the big thing I said earlier is that there's nothing more powerful than the mind. Now, sometimes we got to get it in grips, the best thing you could have sometimes is your imagination. You know, that might keep it spicy. Now, if it gets to the point, like if you and this dude are in contact with each other and you're fantasizing about him and you're talking to him on a regular basis, and eventually, you know, your mind has already played it out. See, in her mind, she's already played out everything. But it's one of those things that's in your mind. That's why it's your mind. Some people, you know, keep it to yourself. But if you get to the point where you're acting on it and you're going and hooking up with the guy, you're having dinner or, you're just putting yourself in a dangerous position because in your mind you've already played it out. There's nothing more powerful than your mind. You know, that's the big thing. You know, if you're playing that out in your mind, you've already done it. So by the time the physical thing happened, you were just walking it out. So you're not a bad wife for that. That's normal. Actually, it's and that's where you also have to know the barriers of relationships. Like a lot of people want to talk, and I always stress, be open, stuff like that. But as you get to know your partner, you know your limits with that person. You know what they can handle, what they can't handle, what's going to be thrown back in your face and what's not going to be thrown back in your face. So she knows if she can go to her husband jokingly and said, yeah, you know, they talk about fantasies. He's like, girl, I had a fantasy of Cindy Crawford. It was wonderful. He was like, yeah, I had a fantasy too. Oh, who was it? Dan Johnson? Dan Johnson. I don't remember no Dan Johnson. Yeah, we went to college together. Hold up, baby. That's a real person. You might have some contact with Dan. You know, you got to make sure how open, you also have to see how open your partner is with the situation,
okay,
whether or not you can talk about something like that. You know, some people, some couples, they swing. So not only are they comfortable with talking about it, they talk comfortable with inviting somebody else in a relationship. So it's all according to the person's relationship. And that definitely doesn't make her a bad wife because she's having fantasies. If anything, it make you alive.
Now, it's a lot of swinging, I see. They even got swinging clubs.
And they got swinging clubs in North Carolina, too?
Yep.
Oh, we got it. By the way, we're trying to get down to Charlotte, so make sure we all y'all clubs out there and venues, we bringing the form. This is the fun part of the form.
We got Troy. We letting y'all get a little bit of Troy.
Yep.
On the show, and we're gonna bring him down to the Carolina.
Oh, it's gonna be bananas. I'm hook up with the biker clubs down there and get my people to come from. I'll be having them come from everywhere, ATL, Tennessee, no matter. We're gonna have a ball.
Yeah, we're really working on that now. We're gonna work on that, but that's why we started this, so y'all can get a little feel. So when it's time for us to bring Troy to the QC. You already know what to expect.
You said the QC?
Not fully. Yeah.
What's the QC?
The Queen City. Queen City.
Oh, see, y'all got to put me down with the Queen City. I didn't know it was the Queen City.
Yes, sir. It's known as the Queen City.
All right, now. All right. But, answer that last question, you're fine, sister. Don't worry about it. You're not a bad wife. I'm sure you're holding it down. You're only a bad wife if you're not taking care of your husband, your kids, your household. That's what makes you a bad wife, not fantasizing. Yeah, and I think if people would just, it's healthy. Like I said, it's very healthy to fantasize. It's very healthy to fantasize. It's very healthy. I think it's healthy to masturbate. I think it's healthy for somebody to, learn as much as they can about their self and their body and what pleases them. And if you're with somebody, what pleases your mate? Because that's a part, that's an integral part of the relationship. So,
man, I got two major ones that I just ticked out, man. These two are hot. It says, how can I get my husband to choose me over masturbation? Wow. How can I get my husband to choose me over masturbation?
Now, that's somebody I wish called in. Because that's a conversation piece. Because it may seem like some women and some men, this was the whole thing. Whereas women were intimidated by guys who or upset with their husbands or somebody with if they're watching porn, if they're masturbating, because at one point they thought or sometimes they would think that I'm not enough for the person, and it's not the thing of you being enough. There's something different that happens in masturbation. If a person is into it, or a person being with their toy, because it's their imagination. Some people don't have a problem imagining and being with somebody else, or imagining whatever their wild fantasy is, or a threesome. Oh, I like to be bondage. I like S&M. I like to be whipped. But my partner may not be doing all that. But at the time, these are the things I'm into. I like fat men. I like fat women. I like dogs. I like cats. I don't know. That's the stuff the dude was talking about last time. That's enough to do with somebody. He was like,
are you from?
And God was like,
No. Babies.
Yeah, but this is the thing. What? He said, what'd you say about a baby?
Let me have my babies, my little puppy.
Lord. Right. Hide your dogs. Hide your cats. Guys are jumping in the windows.
Hide your wife.
Hide your wife.
Hide
your kids. Hide the doggy bed. No, I keep going back to that. But that's the thing. It's if they have a healthy sex life, I don't think she has anything to worry about. And yet, and still, masturbation is usually different. It's a different sensation a person gets. That person is using their imagination. But unless this dude's a chronic masturbator who doesn't want to have sex with her, meaning that barring any kind of health situation or they're two healthy people that at this time can totally have sex and they have sex, but it seems like he still masturbates, maybe she's not into masturbation. Maybe it's something different. It's a couple of things that go down with that one because if they have a healthy sex life and he masturbates, I don't think she should be offended by it. I think that's just something he does, he's into, he likes, and he enjoys himself. I think that's better than him going out and not masturbating. Somebody that don't masturbate, and he's like, oh, he has a healthy sexual appetite. But it seems like, he's masturbating a lot too. Like, are y'all having a good sex life? That's the question. But if you're trying to step in, it's weird because it's a boundary thing. If you marry somebody that's not into that, and you're into masturbating and stuff like that, they're never going to understand that. You feel me? So it's like you hooking up with somebody with a foot fetish. You're not going to understand that. What do you mean you like feet? I like feet. I got to suck toes. I got to grab feet. I got to massage toes. You were like, I don't understand that.
You always talk about toes. You must suck toes. You always go to that foot.
Because it's the thing you said you really hated. You said, I ain't sucking no toes. Oh, Lord. You lost your mind over that. But you get it. You know, if a person is into that and you're not, y'all have a great sex life, but they're into, he is into that. He wants to lick your feet, suck your toes, stuff like that. You look at him like, okay, baby, yeah, thank you. And he's like, you ain't going to do mine? He's like, I ain't really into that. And then that's just what it is. And it seems like that's the case. Now, if the person's not having sex with you at all and y'all are well able to have sex and or the sex you have ain't that great and he's masturbating and you hear him in the other room moaning and having a fit, and he's enjoying the masturbation more, then it means he's enjoying the masturbation more than you. That is a problem.
Now, let me
she
ask you.
She said, how can you get him to, ask me what?
Okay, do granny panties turn you on or turn you off or do it affect the mood anyway? Granny panties.
For me, yeah. It doesn't turn me off. I mean, I just try to say, okay, you need to take them off as soon as possible. We don't need to be dancing around in the granny panties. You know, everyone doesn't wear. I never understood, even though a lot of women wear thongs, I never understood the thong thing. It looks like it's painful. But thongs are, of course, very sexy. But a person doesn't have to wear thongs. But I think they need to wear something, you know, nice. You know, but I guess women wear granny panties for different reasons. Some women came up, and that's all they knew. All they ever knew was granny panties, big-ass underwear, white, cream-colored, little flowers sewn into the lace of the top of it in satin, looking like, you know, looking like a grandmother literally just ran in the room and is trying to sweep the floor or something. Some people, that's all they know. So it's and I think for woman or man, even with guys, you know, some dudes still run around wearing tighty whities. That's what they wear, little slingshot drawers, Hanes or whatever. Whereas Hanes has boxer briefs and sexy stuff. You know, some women like boxer briefs. I think you have to ask your partner what they like if you're worried about that. You know, some people just say, oh, these are the underwear I wear and I've been wearing them forever and I'm gonna keep wearing them. He's like, okay. But you know, you know. Then all of a sudden, you look up on TV, and a woman walk in the bedroom, and the guy's eyes pop up. And say, hello. Oh, that's what you like? It's like, yeah, that's what I like. You know. So it's, and it doesn't matter what size you are. I've seen women of all sizes wear stuff that could be sexy, even though it's not granny panties. You know, there's lingerie for women that are big, small, any size. It's feeling comfortable in yourself. You know, if the person is comfortable in their skin and feels sexy, then they're going to do sexy shit outside of them big-ass granny panties. I mean, I guess if it's that time of the month, women wear big underwear just for safety purposes, so I understand that. But other than that, I don't know. A woman just had to say, they're just so comfortable to me. That's the, you know.
I can't do those. Give me some boy shorts, and I'm good.
Or yeah, see that? Yeah, there are ways to be sexy. If they're talking about the reasons to, you know, you got to find out what your partner likes, and really be into that. Because if they're just talking about their own comfort, here's the thing that most people, I think their sex life would be better if they realize it. Having sex is not just for you; it's for the person's. You know, if you have sex to please your partner, and you get off on pleasing your partner, then sex will always be good for you, especially if your partner reciprocates it. So whatever you do to be sexy is usually for someone else, unless you're just trying to be sexy for yourself, which women or men go out and it's like, all right, I got hurt him. You put your dress on and stuff like that. But when it gets down to your lingerie, that's usually for whoever, outside of making you feel good, because women say sometimes they like the feel of certain materials against their skin, and that turns them on. And men too, I guess, because that's why they made little silk underwear and silk boxes and stuff. And you know, but whatever makes you feel sexy, whatever makes you feel erotic, I think it's all good. You know, if some people, maybe she might be the hottest granny panty wearing chick around. Ain't that, to me, what's bad is when you see, because nowadays clothes are made, you know, damn near like model clothes. A lot of clothes are made not to wear underwear, wear a thong or something like that. So, you know, to see somebody with a panty line nowadays is like foreign sometimes. He's like, oh shit, she got a panty line. What did she know that was supposed to not be worn with a, she got a white dress on and she got a panty line. I don't understand.
It's not cute at all. Just don't wear
right.
No dress.
Right, right. Just don't wear no dress.
Stretch
and some women, they hate that. Oh, I can't believe it. It make you nasty. You don't wear drawers. So it's, everybody is different, too. You know your hygiene. If you got to wear granny panties, then just let the people know, look, I can't. I got a hygiene situation. I got to always wear granny panties. My butt sweats. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is. I perspirate. I perspire from my ass amazingly. So I got to wear granny panties or all my clothes are going to be soiled. Horrendously. And if that person has that problem, you may not want to be having sex with that person.
No.
Mm-mm.
Well, I have one more. It says, how can I entice my husband to give me oral sex?
First things first, is he into oral sex? Does he like it?
If he's not, you shouldn't have married him.
Well, especially if she likes oral sex, that's an issue. But you know, we're still under the generation and time, and different people have different beliefs and stuff like that. Where some people are marrying people that they've never had sex with, or never, you know, so a lot of people have sex and don't ask a lot of questions. They just get in the bedroom, turn off the lights, feel around until they're in there, and start having sex. They don't ask no questions. They just, that's the routine of sex for them. Everyone isn't having sex like on a TV show. Everyone isn't talking about it. That's why we do this. That's why this has been, that's why I have a TV show for this now. That's why I have a tour. That's why I have books I'm working on. Because in my comedy niche of doing this, and then shout out to my man Yonder, book author Yonder, about to come out with book 4 of What I Do Is Taboo. That's the book that started this whole book tour. Actually, people can go to whatidoistaboo.com and see more about the book. Book 4 is coming out, and I have a short story in book 4 as well. But this, people don't read books and do the intimate talking about things like this, you know, in depth. Not just say, oh, go out and be romantic and then. But once it gets past that, they tell people how to be romantic and stuff, but they don't tell people, you know, my husband's not eating me out. What can I do? Oh, well, mm-hmm. Is he into it? First things first, is he into it? Because if he's not into it, you got work to do. Especially if you ain't going to go somewhere else and get somebody to eat you out. If you're going to be with your husband and he doesn't like eating out, period,
mm-hmm.
you got to find out something that he really wants and try to play some kind of game. Not game as in, you know, he doesn't know about it, but set up the game. Say, okay, you know, I really would love for you to go down on me. What don't you like about it? Is it me? Is it the way I smell? Is it the way I taste? Has he ever eaten you out before? You know, is there food that he really likes that you could put down there and then snatch it away when he gets his tongue and teeth down it? You know, I don't
I know you like this barbecue chicken. Take away.
You know, move the barbecue chicken, a little barbecue sauce all on it, and he going to town. You tell him not to bite you. No, I don't know. But literally, there are all kinds of flavors. There are all kinds of foods and desserts, and you know. And is she giving him oral sex like she crazy? Is she doing it just like he like it, or does he like it at all? Some there are men that don't like oral sex performed on them, and some that swear by not. I told you. I think I don't know if I talked about it last week or not, but it was different cultures, and Armenian and some other cultures where the men, you know, that's disrespectful to men. They wouldn't do it because it's against their culture. So that's a deep thing. First and foremost, you got to find out if he's willing. Has he ever, and is he willing? Or did he have a bad experience one time, went down on some girl, and she ain't telling him it was a period, or she smelled all to be damned, or, you know, some people have a bad experience, and he might go down there and start screaming and shaking and jump off the bed and run out the room. Like, what's wrong? What's wrong? I can't do it. Amy. Amy. He's like, who the fuck is Amy? You know? So you got to make sure, you know, check and see if there's a trauma level there, because you never know what somebody has been through. And if that's not there, then go and see if he's willing to. If he's not willing to, then you got a situation where it's like, it's hard. That kind of stuff is so hard, and it's sad sometimes, because when you talk about marriage, this person plans on being with this person for the rest of their life. Not saying that that always happens nowadays, but that was the plan. So y'all get to the point where you're open about things sexually, and you want to be able to explore stuff with this guy, and he's not doing something that you've been able to say. And also, is she asking him? And don't wait until you're in the bedroom or too intimate in the situation to do it, you know, or see if he's open about going to a toy store or cause they have classes about stuff like that and how to get your mate to maybe eat you out, or how to get your mate comfortable with oral sex, or what games you can play. There are books on this stuff. Just like people buy books just to read in general, there are books on stuff like this. So,
exactly.
You know, there are different ways that you can do it without manipulating him where he feels like he has to do it. You want him to want to do it. So you just have to find out if it's a block in his head, if it's something he totally is against, or if it's just something, like, it might, and be ready for that, too. He might say, well, baby, you stink. So what are you going to do? It was like, that means you got to go out and say, okay, if you have, because some women have odors, some women don't. And some women naturally have an odor that's just their smell. And that person who's with you, usually they like it. They are supposed to like it, because that's part of the thing. It's the animalistic thing. That's part of the thing that attracts them to you. Your scent, you ever been with a guy and then every time you smell that certain kind of cologne or a certain thing, it reminds you of the person. You walk by and you're like, John? Somebody walked by and you're like, was that John? Like, no, that wasn't John. I had a girlfriend, I used to wear Yope back in the day. It's called Jupe or Yope, however you want to pronounce it. And this one sister I used to date, she said one day she was at work and a guy got on an elevator and she was like, Troy. Girl was like, what? Like, she was like, never mind, girl. So it's a couple of things. You gotta be open when you open this. You gotta be open, you know, and that's the biggest thing. You're with this person, y'all in it for the long haul. Y'all have to practice just being open about things like that. Go to the classes, find out what's what, and make sure you know make sure that the person is into it. Because if the person's not into something or they don't want to do something, that's that's your battle right there. And no matter what, if they stubborn on it, don't want to move on it, you know, you got to leave it alone, or it's going to cause a bigger issue. Believe me, there are people who've gotten divorced over less, and including sexually, and there are people that got divorced over that. Believe it or not, there are people that said, you know what, they're not pleasing me sexually, and most people didn't know what they was talking about. It's just the sex wasn't good, or we weren't really intimate like that. And people are like, oh man, that's so sad. And they thinking they just wasn't having sex. And it could have been the person just wasn't getting one thing they wanted.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it's the thing. And when we do our, to the people that's, and especially in the ATL, because we're working hard to get into the ATL right now. Matter of fact, if there are any promoters or venue owners in Atlanta that would like something awesome, same with North Carolina, they'd like something awesome to come, hit us up. Hit up Nikki Rich. Hit me up, TroyRawlings.tv or TroyRawlings@gmail.com, and I'll send you all the information. You can go on YouTube and see some of the clips, the teaser clips, but I'll send you all the information. This event, when we do it, is off the chain. Like right now, we're having a great little discussion and stuff like that. It's nothing like having 200 people in a room and I'm pulling the questions out of basket, and everybody's getting a chance to chime in on your question, the thing you wanted to know, but it's anonymous, so no one knows that that was your question, you know, even your mate or whatever, and people are having fun, and then we do the adult games at the end. Oh, it's off the chain, Nikki. It's not even a game. You hear me? Do you hear me?
Yes, I know. I saw the videos. I know it's real. I know it's hot.
But, yeah, this stuff like this I love because, you know, we, like, on a humble, we get on the phone, you know, it's an hour, just me and you talking. And that was only, what, four questions?
Uh-huh.
You know, that's why
it's
my event. Right, four or five questions, six, maybe six questions. But, you know, on average, when I'm doing my live show, I do a show here in California at Flappers Comedy Club once a month. Actually, I'll be there on Tuesday, October 18th. People can go to Flappers, FLAPPERS comedy.com. And October 18th, I'll be here in Burbank, California, doing my Sex and Love Raw and Cut. But in an hour, you know, we may get through 15 to 20 questions if I'm flying. And the average crowd is 50 to 100 people. So, you know, when we do a big forum, that's why it's 3 or 4 hours, because it becomes so engaging. And we having fun, and I'm doing comedy in between, and I'm messing with things, but I'm making it light. You know, these are things that it's some people that might have been in tears sending you some of these questions. You know what I'm saying? The woman about her husband masturbating, that's a serious issue. But also on the other side, there's some guys that just don't know why that their wife has their goodie bag and got all these toys and just that and other. Whereas upwards of 70% of women cannot have an orgasm just through vaginal intercourse. Most of them have to have some kind of clitoral stimulation or G-spot stimulation, and usually they can get directly there with a toy if the guy's not taking time to put on all that kind of work. You know, and most a woman could say, or a guy could say, well, it's not easy for me to come, this, that, and other, but they masturbate and get right to it. So it's about knowing yourself. So it's a lot of these questions that aren't really hard to talk about in a comedic sense when we're joking or making it lighthearted for people. And that's all I do. I just set the atmosphere where people can talk. I'm not, you know, only reason I know a lot of the things I know is because we've been doing it for 7-8 years. But, and just studying on it. And I had a mother that when I was coming up as a young preteen and teenager was very open, and I could go to her and ask her stuff. And because she was a nurse, she wasn't giving me some bullshit. You know, she wasn't giving me some round away stuff. Oh, well, your little Jimmy. No, it was your penis, vagina. You know, she told me everything. It was none of that crazy stuff. So you have adults to this day that is one thing for Oprah to say vajayjay because she can't get away with saying vagina so much on daytime television. But it's a whole other thing for a grown person to talk to another grown person who's like, I just wish you would lick my vajayjay. Why don't you play with the kitty cat? Why don't you? No. Talk to him. Or her, and tell them what you want them to do. Or, you know, but like I say, if you really love and care about the person, find out what it is, if they're willing to even talk about it. But that's where I come in. That's why you need to tune into Nikki's show. That's why you get them to tune in. That's why you set up to have the event come to your town, your book club, your sorority, your fraternity. Because when I come into town and we make it a comedy show, everything is all fun and games. But you're going to get some answers. And then when you leave, you're like, man, what do you think about that? You know, and it's not so hard, because that's the thing. Guys, we have a lot of pride, and then we have a lot of things that go on in our mind, and women could have questions that we're not even thinking about or feeling. And couples that have been together for a while, you know, they start getting tired of each other. So they have to books, courses, events. They really, like Tina Turner said, she was talking about also from getting beat upside the head, but what's love got to do with it? Love is, goes, but so far, you can love somebody and realize you cannot be with that person. But if you decide that you're going to stick it out and be with that person, you got to use every tool at your disposal to make sure it stays together.
Exactly. Well, Troy, I have enjoyed you tonight. It's been real tonight.
Yes, yes.
On Sick Love Raw Uncut with Mr. Troy Rollins.
It was like a little fireside chat with Nikki.
Yeah, we didn't have no callers tonight, but they're in the chat room, and they are chatting away. if you're in the chat room or anybody tuned in, you scroll to the bottom, you'll see the chat room is live. Shout out to everybody in the chat room showing love. I see we have some radio stations in the building, Grind Hard, the slate of the D-Hour show. We've also have
brothers send some questions in. Them brothers is tuned in. They better send some questions in.
Yeah, they've been going in. But it's been real tonight on the Nikki Rich Show. We had our first half with the queen bee that is, of Hair Battle Spectacular. And if you know, you can go Google her, Queen Bee Hair Battle Spectacular. And she's also on Twitter showing love, much love to her, doing big things. Hate that, you know, she had to experience discrimination, but,
yeah,
you know, people, they just, like I say, is ignorant, but, oh, well, you move on. She was the bigger person, so
shout out
to her. You could find her on Twitter at Bethany L. Bell. And it's Bethany L. Bell. And you can find Troy on Twitter. Give out your info, Troy.
Yeah, they can find me on Twitter. That's the best way to reach me and get a hold of me. Follow me on Twitter. It's Troy Rawlings, at Troy Rawlings. It's TROYRAWLINGS, like the basketball, the glove, the Rawlings gear. But it's Troy, TROYRAWLINGS. They can follow me on Twitter. And that's the best way to get a hold of me. And also, they can check out my podcast from past radio shows and my latest blogs, all on TroyRawlings.tv.
Exactly.
TV is television.
And also, I want to let everybody know, I want to give a special shout out to my PR, Mocha Styles, on Twitter. She is known as Mocha Styles. And she has a special going on now. Webpage special, EPAC, 4 pages, include home, $350 with domain name, 1 year hosting, have your Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, YouTube, bio, photos, all in one spot. So y'all got to go check her out. Mocha Style, she's doing big things. So major, major shout out to her. And last night we had DeAndre on last night. Major shout out to him. He's doing big things in the acting as well as in music. So y'all support our brother, DeAndre Bonds. Much love.
Oh, DeAndre.
Shout out to him.
Funny cat. And plus he was in Tales from the Hood and all those movies. He still look. How old is the brother? He still look like he real young.
Yeah, he does. He looks good, doesn't he? I'm not quite sure his age, but major shout out to him doing big things. We support you here at the Nikki Rich Show, showing much love. It was a great show. Y'all have to go check it out. You can go back to our archives, and you can go check this show out as well. If you didn't get a chance to hear it from all the way from the beginning, you can go and listen to our archives. At blogtalkradio.com/TheNikkiRichShow.
Yes, yes. Awesome stuff.
Much love. Much love. Well, we're going to wind these down. I thank you for being on with us tonight, Troy.
Oh, hey. Every Wednesday, we'll be up in the clink, and we'll be hooking everything up to come through to Charlotte very soon. And
yes.
And that's what I'm very excited to come to North Carolina because we have yet to come there and do a show yet, but it's going to be off the chain when we do, so.
We're going to get it rolling. We're going to get it rocking and rolling. Yes, sir. It's about to go down.
Yes, indeed. Nikki Rich,
yes.
Wonderful show tonight, Nikki. Love the show. Well, I always love the show.
Thank you.
Excellent show tonight. Callers dealing with serious topics. We're going to. I'm going to find out what club this was in New York because we can't have that. I got folks in New York. Shut it down. Shut it down. That's crazy.
Well, thank you again, Troy, for being on tonight. And we'll see you again next Wednesday.
Yes, indeed. Thanks so much.
Bye. All right. Well, we're going to get to some music right before we go off. We're winding it down. Wind Down Wednesdays. Y'all know we get it in. Right now, we're going to go to Soul For Real, Candy Rain.
With Nikki Rich on iJive Urban Rich Radio.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back. I'm so glad that y'all were tuned in to the Nikki Rich Show. We just had an awesome show. I do want to let everybody know about Genesis Graphic and Visual Artistry by Beverlyn Ashby, the CEO and graphic and visual artist. So if you need any cards made, any flyers, here is her number and her contact info. It is 732-407-3318. And you can email BPASHBY, and that's BPASHBY@comcast.net. If you need any flyers or anything done, she is there to do it. I just got my flyers done from Genesis Graphic and Visual Artistry is hot, y'all. So, y'all, she is on fire. And also, she just recently, which we're excited to announce, started BPA Management. And there she has so many services, bath salts. She also bakes and, like I say, graphic and design. So be sure and check her out. And show love to Miss Beverly Ashby, a.k.a. PhD Diva. So much love. So we have to show love. As well as, again, my PR, Miss Mocha South. If you need to book Nikki Rich for anything or any artist trying to be a part of the Nikki Rich Show, you just hit up Miss Mocha Styles on Twitter, and she will get it all right for you. So, everybody, I would like to thank you all for tuning in to the hottest radio station on the planet. We're going to continue to bring it. Much love to all of our supporters and the other radio stations that tuned in tonight showing love. J.R. Stunner of Grindheart Radio, as well as Grindheart and D. Slate of the D. Hour Show, and so, so many more. We're just so grateful to have you guys show love and support to the show, and we will be supporting you guys tonight. I'm telling you, I'm going to be on a rampage. We have so many shows that's coming on tonight, so we're going to be supporting our guys and our girls tonight, so y'all, we're going to get it in. And so we have to support. That's what it's all about, supporting each other. But so I got like 4 radio stations to go on tonight, but we're going to get it in tonight, and we're just so grateful that we all are doing our thing. And as I always say, we wish you all the best, much love and success, and I end tonight by saying God bless.
Nikki Reed.
Hottest show on the internet. The Nikki Reed Show.